WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, but that has not stopped me. And I want to brag for a minute on my friends at Royal Farms. I got my Chicken Palooza shirt on. Got a lot of gas. I got Easton Ice in Easton, Maryland. I've been in Rofo's and Wise Markets all over the state, literally from Aberdeen, Havre de Grace, Elkton. I've been everywhere, man. I had the best two pieces of chicken at Royal Farms I've ever had in Royal Farms, maybe in my life, quite frankly. It was in Queenstown. We were running out of gas. My wife said, we should get some gas. I'm like, it's the Eastern Shore. There's a Royal Farms on every corner, you know. But we pulled in. And I looked at the I wasn't even hungry. I was going to Cambridge to have a crab cake at Ocean Odyssey. And I'm like, smell good. It looked good. And I'm like, I'm going to get me a $6 chicken box. It's a chicken. And I did. And I my hands were too greasy to take a video of me eating how delicious it was. But I have a picture of it in the bag with me with a mask on because I'm safe like that. Mike Rosenfeld is my friend. He is the web connection who keeps me running on the tour and helps me figure out how to get all my data off here. I gave Apple $2.99 a month. I haven't told you that because like they were banging me about space and like all of this. I'm shooting all these viral videos with Jack Brooks at J.M. Clayton. Dude, I'm worn out, man. You ready for a crab cake with me, brother?
I would welcome the crab cake. Actually, the chicken you got, it's early in the morning, but I'm drooling over the chicken.
The chicken was really good. I mean, I'm not lying. So I got something for you because I love you. You're my friend. You're my – what are you? Again, chief – what are you – tell me what your title is.
I am your chief digital officer.
People make titles up. It's fine. I mean, I sort of kid. What is my title? My card used to say washed up host, and I'm not washed up anymore. I'm in my prime, you know?
Right.
I've got peach cake, bro. And are you familiar with peach cake?
I am not familiar with peach cake. However, one thing you don't know about me is I have my own peach tree. I have more peaches than I know what to do with.
What?
So if you're telling me that peach cake is a thing, I'm going to look
that up. Whoa. So you have ripe peaches right now?
Right now. I got jelly. I'm all peached out with ideas. But
so when I was a little boy, my mom is from Abbeville, South Carolina. She was born in Shoals Junction, South Carolina. And we would pick peaches and wear Shoals, South Carolina. And we bring them back to my Uncle Claude's house, Sleepy Hollow, down the hill. And he would churn peach ice cream with the salt around the outside. I mean, come on now, what we could do with peaches. This is peach cake. And I thought that like anywhere in Maryland or West Virginia, places where they take bread and sugar and pastries, I've learned that this is totally a Baltimore thing. There's only like 6 or 7 bakeries that do it. This, and that's why I'm plugging it, because it's so local. It's so effing awesome. And for somebody like you to be my friend and to have never had peach cake from Fenwick Bakery on Harford Road, I don't even want to tell you about it because you'll eat it all. But I'm going to have it right now. Do you know about gold watermelon, or are you not down with that yet?
I don't know that.
All right. If I can text my wife and ask her to bring me the gold watermelon in to the studio before the segment's over, we'll do that. How are you? I mean, I've been so busy crab caking. You and I follow my traffic at my website, and I have these videos, and I'm putting stuff out. I think what I'm going to do, and this is sort of new information, I think what I'm going to amalgamate everything I've done and sort of unleash it in September and October with more storytelling around it. I may invite the proprietors of some of these great establishments that I've met at Hooper's Island and Suicide Bridge from Ocean City back onto the show later on in the fall and really do it properly, because some of these places I'm just being exploratory. But give me a little, like, what are you seeing on my crab cake tour as like my dude Mike, who probably follows me more on LinkedIn than anywhere else, right?
Well, I'm seeing you're really busy. I'm seeing you're rolling up your sleeves. We've not been able to meet this week because you're running around and you're as you said, you're gathering content. The distribution and frequency is something that we're figuring out as we go. But based on those videos that you posted and the thousands and thousands and thousands of views that you've accumulated, it seems like you're onto something. So I'm interested to check them out.
as we tape this, it's day 18. About to head back to Ocean City. I've become obsessed with a lot of things this month. Now, you know, I'm pretty, pretty Rain Man-ish in my own special way. I need to have a crab cake in every county. Okay. So Caroline County is becoming a challenge. I'm getting Montgomery County today with my life or dearest pal, John Allen from the Charm City Devils and Child's Play, although he's not a drummer anymore. And apparently he's gimpy. And now of course, my stone horses. So I'm getting a Montgomery County crab cake, but this is the first piece of peach cake I've had on the tour. I have been deprived. I went into like bakeries in Easton and Cambridge thinking like, how can they not have peach cake? They're selling like the yuppies in St. Michael's. How can they not have peach cake? They don't. So this is something you need to have, my brother. This is summer, and I'm going to get you some gold watermelon too. I'm going to pick you one up on the way back and deliver it on Monday because I love you.
While you're chewing, I'm Googling to see if I can find some peach cake recipes.
Mm-mm, you don't need that. Yeah. Just go over to Fenwick. You don't. This is one of those things. Like, listen, it's like Asian food. You don't want to figure out how to make it. Indian food. It's a lot of work. Go buy it.
I hear you.
I'm just being honest with you, man. And one thing I really feel good about, dude, and you know how you're a small business, I'm a small business. If people really knew us, like in the real world, they would see the arcs of our businesses and how our personalities and our friendships and your thing in Canton and me drinking in Canton, like all of that has come together. But getting out on the road here, man, this has been one of the really gratifying things I've done with my wife, with friends, meeting people, meeting new people, meeting different people, finding people who have lots of guns and tell me why they love their guns. I mean, like I've had lots of different conversations. The food part of this and crab cakes and learning where they come from and meeting crabbers and having people inbound me with all sorts of information. I can't think of anything I would have thought to do this month other than watch the Orioles lose 13 in a row. Right. I mean, it's people wonder what I'm doing. What, why would I not be doing this? You know,
as you're saying this, I'm like, I'm totally down with what you're saying because I get it. And I'm wondering how many people just don't care about, you know, someone whose craft is to make the best peach cake there is. And a desire to go get it. And even a chain like Royal Farms, who has this chicken down, you know, to be able to appreciate that stuff. And I just think, this is my own opinion, but I can't imagine not having a passion for wanting to explore those type of things. I don't know for me if I could, like you, be gone for, you know, chunks of a month or the summer.
No, I've been sleeping at home a lot, man.
Okay.
We wound up on my friend's boat, who I didn't even know had a boat, right? I'm not the guy that's like, can I come on your boat, right? We had a room fall through in Easton because of COVID. Friend of mine with legitimate COVID concerns, right? So we couldn't stay at his crib. And like, I'm like, where are we going to stay? We were going to stay at the Econo Lodge in Easton and just like flop down. And because we're in the car, we wanted to see stuff, you know, like this is not a lay on the beach. I've laid on the beach in Ocean City a billion times. I'm trying to do something different. And Mike, I got to be honest, man. I told Michael Steele this on Monday. We were down at Jerry's having the crab bomb. I have never been to Bowie in my life. Why would I? I mean, I went to Bowie State for a couple of and they're making fun of me. I called it PG County and they freaked out. It's Prince George's County. Like, don't offend them down there. You know, it's like calling people in San Francisco Frisco or being from Philadelphia and, you know, not calling it Philly. So I'm chatting with people. I went down a road that is 10 miles from my house that I've never been down in my life. 197, right, is the road into Bowie off of 295. Now, I've been to Bowie, the stadium on the back way, 301, Crofton, the racetrack, you know what I mean, like that. I went down a road I've never been on in my life, and I keep doing that. I keep finding – I've never been to Havre de Grace in my life. I've been by it on 40 when I was a boy, on 95 a trillion times, never got off. I've never been down the hill, never seen the sign, never been on the water, went to McGregor's and had a crab cake on Tuesday. So I'm doing these wild things that I think I'm a little embarrassed when I show – you know, a little bit to say – I've. You've never been to Havre de Grace, says everybody who's from Havre de Grace. And I'm like, I'm admitting it. So, I mean, I'm being really honest. You've probably never been to Dundalk. You know what I mean? Like, right. That's what I think to say to them. You know, you've probably never been to the Heritage Fair.
Right. You know, I'm thinking back way back, unfortunately, to elementary school and remembering seeing, I don't know how you remember some of these random things, but they had a film strip or a movie about Maryland and they called it America in Miniature. You know, that was what they were. That was the slogan in the 70s. And there was, you know, the mountains are in the west, but you have the you know, the ocean in the east and, you know, the bay. And I don't know if this is true, but I think I remember someone saying that Maryland has the largest waterfront.
Correct. Land,
you know.
In the United States.
Yes. And I'm like, you know, so just these random things. And yeah, it's a shame. And you and I are homers, so we love our city and we love our state.
I love it more than I've ever loved it. Just drive. I mean, like, I'm telling you, dude, like, I've seen Confederate flags on plantations. I've seen more Trump shit than I care to ever see. But and I've been and it's the weirdest thing, Mike, because we talk about technology. Let's get real serious here. OK, I mean, I eat peach cake. I'm going to get you some gold watermelon and stuff. I'm with Heather Mazier over in Chestertown. And, you know, she's running against this nut. Andy Harris, and we're getting a crab cake and we're just talking. And I said to her, you know, all the issues that come up on the Eastern Shore and this lifestyle, I mean, Chestertown is beautiful. Like, the road to get there is beautiful. The road to get out is beautiful. It's beautiful. And it's right over there. And I had never been, literally. I mean, I literally pulled into town, plugged my equipment. I'm looking out the bay. There's Heather. Crab cakes are coming. And I'm like, this is a nice place, and I'm seeing people and energy and all of that. So what's the biggest issue? I mean, is it racism? Is it economics? Is it jobs? Is it farming? Is it crabbing? Is it the environment? Is it water coming up on people's lawns because of global warming? She said, no, it's Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi, because, like, to keep up with the world, you want a Zoom meeting with Mike? You got to drive into Cambridge. And go to the ROFO and plug in or what, you know, whatever, right? I'll be honest, man. I've been down all of these roads, all of them. I did every side road in Southern Maryland. I went down to boathouses, little bars on barges at the end of strips, fishing piers, state parks, literally tried to do it all. I don't know that I'm going to get everything done in Western Maryland next week, but I'm going to try like hell. And see new things because I'm like obsessed with new this month. It's crazy. And there have been so many places where I couldn't communicate. My friends were on a boat in St. Michael's in the harbor, and we were down in like Southern Cambridge in Blackwater. You ever been to Blackwater, man?
No.
Unbelievable. Harriet Tubman Railroad, Blackwater, one of the greatest crab cakes ever in Hooper's Island. Do it. Just do it. Please do it. You don't need to be hunting the ducks to be out there or fishing for the fish to be out there. I said to my wife, I can't believe we're not taking every kid in the state on a field trip to this viewing exhibit. I don't know if you feel like you're in, like, I don't say Africa, but you feel like you're in a different place. You feel like you're in a marshland, very, very far from home, in a place not called Baltimore or Maryland or Canton or Owings Mills or Towson, right? But I wanted to communicate that we were running late. There was a storm coming, and I'm trying to text my friends to say, hey, let's bump dinner from 7:30 to 8:30. I couldn't get, you know. You can't communicate. And then here's the weird part. You get to the end of one of these stretches in Southern Maryland, you go down the road, and they have a giant CNN sucks on the front of their business, right? And they don't even have Wi-Fi, dude. You know what I mean? Like, they don't even know what CNN is. They don't have the internet. It doesn't function. And I've talked to, obviously, city council folks about these sort of Wi-Fi deserts and getting kids connected to education. But man, I'm learning about more than peaches and watermelon and how to make a crab cake. I really am. I'm learning a lot, Mike.
Good for you. Good for you. And, you know, I think that the infrastructure bill has a lot of that stuff in it. I don't know that it's going to reach these small, you know, towns. I guess, you know, from a business case, you're looking at a Comcast or Verizon saying, is it worth us running fiber to this area when there's when the residences and businesses are this far apart. I'll tell you what,
it's worth it for Donald Trump to go down there and get these votes. I promise you that, because he's getting them. You know what I mean? And for whatever it is, and they get Fox News, I guess. I mean, I guess that's literally when all you have is cable television, you don't have the internet. That's your only news source. I mean, it's insane. It's crazy. They're not even on Twitter. How could they be on Twitter? Like, they don't have the internet. Like, I have lived with this for hours and hours of stretches. And I'm not ADD to be out of my mind that I need to put every picture up or whatever. I just wait till I get to the next town. I've traveled out west. That's the way it is in Yellowstone Park, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that unusual to me. Mike, I got a tech story for you on the tour. You ready?
Here.
I'm at MGM on the 5th. We had a delicious crab cake at the Crab Cake Cafe in National Harbor with Donna Edwards. And we went to Bruno Mars. And not only did, you know, we have to have masks on because it was PG County, they were not vaccinating that night, right? Like, they did not check our card or a COVID test. I did have my card, but you know what they did that night, Mike?
What'd they do?
They took my cell phone. Bruno Mars makes you put your phone in a bag. So the whole night was a real, it was kind of a shit show because I only paid $180 for my tickets. Most of the tickets were $600, $800, $1,000 from people that this was the biggest thing they were doing all year. I expected it to be a hoity-toity crowd. It was regular folk who spent a lot of money to spend a Friday night with Bruno Mars shaking their ass. And at 3 o'clock that day, the mask mandate goes in, right? So masks now kind of mandatory, but we all know what that means. 85% of the people in a 6,000 seat venue at Bruno Mars had a mask on, dancing and singing in their masks. I saw it everywhere. It's kind of beautiful in some sort of communal, unique way, right? Like seeing an empty football game last year, which I never want to see again. But we had the will call tickets, check in, because he didn't want you scalping tickets. So we're kind of like, once you buy, you're going. Phone goes into a bag. They had a little lock on it. And my wife had like an iPhone because of her diabetes and her like all of that. She monitored during the show, but he even sang songs like I Took Your Phone Away. And there's no evidence of any of it. He sang a Disney Aladdin song. There's no evidence because nobody has a phone. Nobody. And right. Taking technology away may be a part of the theme for my chief digital officer, Mike Rosenfeld.
Well, I tell you, I mean, yeah, I've heard that before. That's not a COVID thing. That's to protect my, you know, I want everyone who has my concert experience to have the same one that people go and live see. And I've heard more about that. My question is, was it a delay getting in? I mean, you have to go through the metal detectors and then you have to maybe, you know what?
The whole thing was a show, right? Like the fact that they didn't have a bar set up in the lobby. This is the fifth time I have meandered in the lobby. Every time you go to the MGM, with Stevie Wonder, it was a metal shakedown, you know, like literally it was a big time going through an airport kind of security, right? With Stevie Wonder. This time it was more like, ticket to will call. Your ticket wasn't your ticket. It said so. And I didn't realize it until I got in line. Like, I'm on Ticketmaster. I got my thing, but it ain't my ticket. And I got to like get in another line when I get there. And they gave you a physical ticket. So I have, you know, I got like I got a souvenir. I can pull it out. I think I got it over here in my stack of cards. Yeah, it's right here. Oh, that's my James Taylor ticket, which I got a hard ticket for that too. So, you know, that's nice, but stand in line for that, then to stand in another line, and then they don't have enough bars, right? I mean, like all of the staffing issues that I've experienced everywhere. Everyone needs help. Everyone is hiring. Everyone doesn't have enough service. All the food comes later. All the food costs more. And when it's cooked perfectly, that's when I really love it and I go back. But the technology piece of all of this, and I know you wanted to talk about tech a little bit with vaccines. Because another thing happened, and this happened. I'm going to plug my friends at James Taylor because I went to Meriwether for the James Taylor show, and I ran into Audrey Fix Schaefer and Dustin up on the deck they run the 930 Club and IMP and Anthem and all of Seth Hurwitz's properties. And I literally was in a lightning storm in the parking lot eating Rofo chicken, quite frankly, with my wife. And the word came down that if you want to go see a show at Meriwether, you have to be vaccinated. Now, you know, I have my vax card. I'm cool. Springsteen, I saw him last month in New York, or 2 months ago now in New York. That's the way it was. Where are we? How are they going to get 70,000 people into the stadium in Las Vegas, all vaccinated, and figure out that they're like, talk to me, Mike. Give me some digital. Give me a passport.
Well, look, it's not pretty. So we've talked a couple times about just the shared human experience that we're all going through globally with this virus. And for me, I'm a student of, I just love watching people and how they behave. And this has been kind of eye-opening. And around every corner you have, you know, people who don't believe this is real, people who think this is a hoax, people who won't get vaccinated.
People we know and used to respect.
Right. You know, and look, smart people and reasonable people should be able to have conversations and understand where other people are coming from. But what's really crazy is the proliferation of fake vaccine cards, which is concerning, because you have to say to yourself, the only people who are purchasing fake vaccine cards are people who didn't get vaccinated, and they're purchasing fake vaccine cards so they can
potentially
get into events knowing that they aren't vaccinated and not caring about what that means to the other people. So, and I have to say, you know, when I got my vaccine, I was like, this is it. You get a card. What if I lose this card? I gave it to my wife.
I have mine in my wallet. Nobody's asked for it, you know, yeah. But I figured the day would come. And my wife's like, I have a picture of my, you know, I have it in my photo gallery on my phone. I don't know how that wouldn't be acceptable, but I mean, you talk about faking things, my God, right? Like the actual card, a digital image of your fake vaccine that you take a picture of and say, here it is, Leo, let me into the Anthem. Come on,
that's
man.
Right. So what I've come to learn is there's a mark and a number on the card that corresponds with around a date. The FBI has said it's a felony to use a fake vaccine card.
Really, people will be committing felonies every day then. Here.
Yeah. So basically, I think the move for everyone is to, before you go to any event, confirm if it requires your card. And for me, I would prefer anything other than what you're doing, which is taking the physical card with me, because my understanding of getting a replacement card is a real pain in the ass. Some venues are allowing you to use just a picture of it. Others are requiring you to use certain apps that are accepted.
Best practice for all this is going to be to read the fine print, because I didn't read the fine print on Bruno Mars. Like, I read the fine print that, like, 7:30 the show started and where to park, like parking and figuring, like, the state laws, you wear a mask. But I everybody was in line and we're like, oh, we don't have tickets? What? That's what this line's about. This line's a will call line. Wow. I mean, like, so they're setting up, and then once you got in, there were stations to get rid of your phone. And with the Springsteen thing, when I went to that show, the front was the guy checking the vaccine.
Right.
The vaccine card happened before you pulled your ticket out. When, like, that was first and foremost. Where's your ID? Where's your vaccine? Now, that was a theater for 1,700 people or whatever, you know, on Broadway. That's not 70,000 people for a football game.
Well, look, the think about when you had, I'm sure you never had a fake ID. And when you went to the bouncer.
Oh, sure I did. I used Eddie Wadowski's fake ID to get into the surf club on Eastern Avenue in Rodos.
Okay.
Dionysos before that.
Ledbetters and Fells.
Well, right. I mean, yeah. I mean, it was all Fells, right? Why not?
But the bouncers were trained to be able to determine a fake or not. They
remember the little black light, and then they had the side view. They did all of those things, and they moved the damn date on me, man. Right. I mean, like, it 64, it never stopped being 64, and I was born in 68. I was part of that whole grandfather. So we always had a big brother, you know, over right. at East Point Liquors. But I mean, I hear what you're saying. Like, that wasn't a racket. That was a way of life when we, right. like if you wanted to go out, right? I wouldn't say that I'm proud of it, but like, well, I ain't sorry I did it. I didn't think I was going to jail for it.
So think about a city or a state that is mandated that in order to go to a nightclub, a bar, any social setting, a restaurant, you need to be vaccinated. And think about the people that they're going to put and make their responsibility to determine if the picture of your card is a valid card. Look, they had to roll these vaccines out.
And quickly. By the way, denying entrance denies them the right to buy a $14 beer at Meriwether too.
Right.
You know what I mean, like literally, when you're not letting people in, you're saying we're not taking your money. And I think there's another part of the dirty side of this from the business side. It's like, we don't care if the ID is fake. We just want to sell you a beer.
You know? So add that, layer that in there. So you have, proliferation of fake cards. You have no standardization to determine if it's real, like the black light or the turn sideways example that you made with the regular fake ID. You got the fact that people who are not trained are being asked, in my opinion, unfairly, to be the determination if a vaccination card is legit or not. And then you have the pressure of the business owner who's like, you know what, just if they have something that looks like it's real, let them in. And then you have the people who are vaccinated who think that everything that's going down is protecting them, when people that are getting in are having fake vaccination cards, or the standards of getting them into the front door are lowered. So, you know, we're back to back to an honor system? We saw how that's worked with this Delta variant. So, like I said,
dude, the Russians got us right where they want us, man. It's just one big food fight after another here, right? Like literally, like we fight with each other all day, every day, in a way that's so counterproductive, you know.
It's not pretty.
On the Russian troll farms that really sort of feed all of this horse shit to people, because no American doctor, no American scientist, other than some asshat like Rand Paul, are pitching this to people as science or for the good of humanity. As right. hospitals overload in Alabama. Mike Rosenfeld is our friend, our guest, our chief digital officer. As I drink some Rofo coffee out of my Cole Roofing mug, all the friends sticking together here this summer. Dude, I haven't had a crab cake with any of you. That's kind of the weird part. Like, and I didn't even know where I was going in Havana, Grace. I didn't know where I was going in Westminster till I got there. I had three or four, you know, options, and the place I was going to go was closed that night. So I went to another place. It was fantastic. I've had great crab cakes. I've had awful. I shipped a crab cake back in St. Michael's. It was terrible. I couldn't eat it. So I've had some failures too. But for the most part, it's been nice to be with people. I mean, I'll say that from a plague standpoint. I mean, I've been wearing – I don't have my Ravens mask in here, but I have it everywhere I am. You know, we're pretty masked up at this point in a way that's not the way I envisioned this back in May and June and July when I was stacking up the crab cake door, that I'd be rolling around Ocean City with a mask on this weekend because, you know, these idiots won't get vaccinated. I don't know what else to say. I'm done being nice. I'm done, you know, pussyfooting around of a plague literally that now has meandered so far longer and deeper than it ever should have for a society as wealthy and as sophisticated and educated as our science is in the 21st century.
Well, I tell you, as we're wrapping up, I would like to compliment you on, I don't know that you even had the urge, but not making this crab cake tour about raiding the crab cakes. I love the fact that the crab cake is the common element that gets creative people together, have creative discussions. I think I think strategically that's a good move. It would have been very easy to fall into, hey, this crab cake's a a 9.5 out of 10.
I haven't leaked even to my wife, because my wife hasn't been for all of them. I mean, and I'll say this, and this isn't even politically, like, if you just look at all of them, it would be like me saying to you, you like soda pop. I like soda pop. What's the best soda pop? And you'd say, well, I like grape. I like root beer. I like orange. I like cola. I like ginger ale. That's how different these crab cakes are, man. Like, they're all crab in the way that, like, any other food would be like, you'd say, well, it's just a muffin. Well, what kind of muffin is it? Every one of these has a different quality of meat. Some of them are using Venezuelan meat, North Carolina meat. A lot of them are using Maryland meat. The Maryland meat is just sweeter. And I've been told that by everybody, and it's fresher and all the above. It's picked in females are picked in houses. They're sweeter. There's roe involved. There's brackish water. There's all of this sort of thing that makes champagne champagne, that makes wine from Napa the wine it is, the elements, the earth, the soil, all of that, right? That's the same truth in what crabs eat in sediment and grasses and marshy areas in tributaries in the Eastern Shore. And the further north they get, the bigger they get, the more they winterize, the fatter they get, the more flavor, like all that goes on and on and on. So I've learned all that. But then there's just like what you put in it. Mayonnaise, mustard, dry, wet, Dijon, Worcestershire, Old Bay, Ajayo, butter, not butter, fried, pan fried, broiled, mixed together, jumbo lump, parsley, not parsley, celery seed, one of my favorites, or not, which tartar sauce, dude. Like, everyone serves tartar sauce. I haven't met anybody that eats it. Like, literally. Do you eat tartar sauce?
I don't, but you just reminded me of Forrest Gump's friend Bubba when you were going through all the ingredients that they use to go in a crab cake.
Maybe I should break that down and make it a commercial. That's probably what I should
do. Absolutely. You were on a subconscious roll right there.
Yeah, I'm not even reading. I'm just thinking it through, and I'm thinking through each and every crab cake. Hey, dude, go watch the videos. Every one of them is constructed differently, tastes different, and I didn't do it on purpose. I got taken to the Robert Morris Inn in Oxford. The chef there is British. Completely different take on a crab cake. It's lemony, tarragon-y, not Old Bay-ish at all. And it's a very bright and Maryland crab meat, like sweet, sweet Maryland crab meat, and just a different kind of thing. And crackers and mustard, the way they served them at Memorial Stadium, and going down to Davis's in Eastport and seeing them literally pan fry that thing the way my mother did in East Baltimore. And then seeing what they do in Hooper's Island, where they serve this gentle, delicate, giant, delicious crab meat with this stuff in it that I don't know what to say, dude. You need to do your own tour, and it's like beer. You need to go discover all of them to see which one you like, right?
Look, I think I got a roll. I got to go get some Royal Farms chicken, some crab cakes. I got to get some peach cake and some sort of watermelon, whatever
too.
Thing. I don't even know what that is all about, but
gold watermelon.
I don't know. You know, those people who know me know that growing up, my parents weren't that adventurous. So we talked about, like, people who don't have a passion for, you know, for cuisine and food, and not even food, like, you know, this French fry versus that French fry. It doesn't have to be hoity-toity stuff, right? But
I've eaten a lot of good French fries, and I've had a lot of bad ones that I've passed on because people keep offering me food on this tour. I've tried to not eat every dish of ice cream, but my wife and I pulled into Easton at 9:15 after a thunderstorm and a little adventure on the back roads of Easton, Maryland. And we got 5 scoops, dude. We went all in. $6.45, man. We had the peanut butter. We had the butter. All these exotic flavors, man. It was fantastic place. So we've had great corn on the cob and great peaches. And I've stopped at Wise Markets and gotten fresh fruit every morning and coconut water on sale with pulp in it.
You're fortunate you have a good metabolism, my friend.
It'll be over soon, and then it'll be football season. Yeah. Mike Rosenfeld is my friend. He's Web Connection. Tell everybody what you do for a living and how you help senior executives like myself.
Sure. Well, just for the record, I did not make up the role of chief digital officer, but my firm provides part-time fractional chief digital officers for small to mid-sized businesses. Basically, the bottom line is if you own a business and you realize that you are not optimizing your success through your website, through your apps, through your social media, through online advertising, you don't have anyone in-house who gets it, who understands it, or can lead it, that's what we do. And we do it on a fractional basis, so it's affordable for a small business to have an executive level, seasoned digital professional overseeing their strategy. That's what we're working with Nestor on, just kind of a high level strategy. And he's obviously rolling that out over the summer. And I appreciate the opportunity for you to let me explain what I do.
Well, you know what, man? I couldn't text my wife quick enough to get her to bring the watermelon in. She has like this cover for it. I mean, go watch the pieces I do with Dennis. And I pulled it out with Rob Santoni, and he just thought it was ingenious that I would take an ice cream scooper into a watermelon. That's kind of how I do it. And my wife then got this cover for the watermelon that holds it, like keeps it really fresh. So we've been picking up these gold watermelons. Dude, that's my gift to you. Go get yourself a gold watermelon. And if you don't, I'll pick you one up on the way back from the shore on Sunday. All right?
Sounds good, my friend.
Kent Island, Sunday night, I'm having crab cakes with Don Moeller. So, you know, Moeller and I have only had one crab cake the whole month. We had it with Mike Steele in Bowie the other day. But I'm making my way west. So if you have any Rocky Gap, Cumberland, Frostburg, Deep Creek hints, Frederick, Antietam, now's the time, all right? Don't wait until September 1st to tell me this stuff, Mike, all right?
All right, my friend.
I'm going fishing with Dan Rodericks. It'll be good. Fly fishing. You see me out in the woods grilling up a fish? Doesn't look like me, does it?
No, but you got it. Look, that's what the experience is all about.
My wife says I pulled a ponytail up top. I look like a sushi chef. You know, out there with some fresh fish. I'll be all about it. Mike, I appreciate you, man. Web Connection, my dear friend Mike Rosenfeld joining us here and powering up the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. The hashtag is Crab Cake Tour. I made it nice and easy, just like that. We're headed back to the beach for Mako this weekend. Doing a very, very special thing, Mike. I want to plug this. The folks in Somerset County have decided to stop everything. Freeze. As my man Steve Whiteman once said. By the way, I'm going to Hagerstown next week too. He doesn't eat crab. He's shellfish allergic. And
that's Kix, right?
What's that?
He's Kix.
Kix. Right? Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, Kix are for kids and funny money. And a guest on the program a couple of weeks ago. Go check it out at Baltimore Possum. We're going to Crisfield for the very first time in my life with one of my lifer friends, Anita McCoola, whose whole family is from down there. She's from the Shore Hunt. And we are with the Somerset County folks having a private, and I mean private, just us, 7 a.m. boat cruise to Smith Island, where we are going to the heart of the matter. We are literally going to make Smith Island cake with the woman who makes Smith Island cake. And then we're going to go to the crab cake car to Tylerton and Yule, and we're going to have proper crab cakes. And apparently bugs are going to bite me a lot. But this is sacrifices I'm making, Mike, on behalf of the Baltimore Positive community. Because this is on my bucket list. It's my son's 6th wedding anniversary, and he's blowing off Dave Matthews at Meriwether, and he's vaccinated, to come down and participate. So it's a family affair with my dear friend Anita McCoola. We're going to drink beer on Smith Island to honor my mother, without question. And we're going to have fun. So that's Sunday. Pray for good weather on Smith Island Sunday for us, okay?
You got it, my friend.
You want Smith Island cake, watermelon, or both?
If given a choice, of course I'll take both.
There he is. Not greedy, just realistic. Mike Rosenfeld, my friend from Web Connection and our chief digital officer here at WNST and Baltimore Positive. We never stop talking stories and tales and crab cakes. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive.